Now, Ruth will be speaking to you one of these mornings on being a woman of God. And she will doubtless, I've really stolen this line from her, but she'll forgive me. She says, in the whole record of creation, there was nothing that was not good until man discovered he had no mate. That was the first thing that God said is not good for man that he should be alone. Everything God had created was good up to that point. So woman has a special place. Without woman, a man is not what he should be. And we read then in Genesis 2, verse 20, out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called each living creature, that was its name. So Adam gave names to all cattle, to the birds of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found a helper comparable to him. I prefer to say a helper to complete him. I believe that that's what a wife does to a man, is complete him. Certainly it's true in my experience. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. Then the rib which the Lord had God had taken from the man, he made, but the Hebrew says he built into a woman. And he brought her to the man. How many of you men would agree that women are a mystery? I mean, how could anybody build a rib into a woman? There's no explanation given. A lot of things are explained. But at this point, the Bible is silent. We just have to bow before the inscrutable wisdom of God. And so, the Lord brought the woman to the man, and Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman. In Hebrew, man is ish, and woman is isha. So there's a direct relationship between the two words. Because she was taken out of man. Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. So that is the original creation of the human race. And you see, we are divine workmanship.
Hallelujah.
Very humble material, but divine workmanship. And if we don't realize that, we will never find the fulfillment that we need in life. If we do not realize how inexpressibly valuable we are, if we have a low sense of our own value, we can never become what God intends us to become.
That's right.
So it is very important for all of us and each of us to come face with this fact. Now, the image of God in us has been defiled and desecrated, but it is still there. And that's why God said, if you murder a man, you will pay for it with your life. Because the image of God is in that man. And when we abort babies, we're aborting the image of God. I don't want to get into that subject. Enough has been said on that, I'm sure.